I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. We're in day three of Proverbs of Purpose, and I love reading through the Proverbs where Solomon, a daddy, is writing to his son David, giving him wisdom and instruction. And in chapter 3, beginning of verse 1, the scriptures say, "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." My friend, today, as you seek the right path that God has for you, recognize that you're in the middle of this holy week, and there's never a better time to choose a path that Jesus has laid out for you. But I do remind you that although Solomon is teaching us that we'll be so grateful we took that lonely path at times, because frankly, the path of God's will is rarely crowded, we will often find it challenging and difficult. Jesus never promised the walk would be simple. So in our prayer today, join me as we pray that we might have fortitude to walk in this path of wisdom. Lord God, thank you that we get to hear your word, that the Bible gives us direction and it gives us an opportunity to tie around our neck the reminders of loyalty and kindness, that we might find favor both with you and your people, and we would trust in you with all of our heart and stop depending on our own understanding. And now, friend, just take a notice of your breath as you breathe normally. Stop the noise around you. Find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's draw a couple of deep breaths to separate where we're at in the anxiety and pressure and hustle bustle of the world, and step into quietude and solitude with God, our Creator, for just a moment. Let's breathe. I'm going to mind the time, and you just focus on hearing and recognizing God as He nudges you and pulls you close to Him, gives you clarity of direction for this day, and speaks to you, His child. While I mind the time, be at ease and be quiet and hear from God. I'll be back in a few moments. Well, I know that was a blessing for you to spend some time of quietude with the Lord. Today, you may want to go back and read those first few verses, the first six verses in chapter 3 in the book of Proverbs. And I want to read one of those verses to remind us that God wants us to be the recipient of His favor and His goodness. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do," and listen to this, "He will show you which path to take." Take that path today. It's never crowded, and it's never easy, but it is always right, and it's always worthwhile. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 of Proverbs on Purpose.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.